A bill to allow for adults with cognitive or intellectual disabilities to have supported decision-making rights rather than be bound by more restrictive guardianships failed to progress in the Arkansas legislature. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the concept is gaining advocates in the Arkansas disability rights community.
HB 1005, the Supported Decision-Making Agreement Act, sponsored by State Representative Julie Mayberry, Republican Hensley, progressed last month in the Arkansas legislature for a time. Here's Mayberry advocating for her measure on the House floor March 22nd.
13 states have supported decision-making laws on their books. 11 other states have partial decision-making laws. Supportive decision-making legislation is supported by top nationally recognized organizations such as the American Bar Association, the National Guardianship Association, the ARC of the United States, the National Council on Disabilities, National Disability Rights Network, Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, Administration for Community Living, and the American Association of Retired Persons. Why do these organizations support this? Because of liberty.
Supported decision-making is often defined as supports and services that can help an adult with a disability make his or her own decisions by relying on trusted friends, family members, professionals, and others.
This gives a person an opportunity to have trusted supporters who are legally recognized to help guide, to gather information, to weigh out the pros and cons with you, have discussion, so that you, the person with the disability, can decide. This does not eliminate guardianships. There is a place for guardianships, and in many situations, that is absolutely the right decision. But this gives one more option for families.
Despite progressing in the Arkansas legislature, the Supported Decision-Making Agreement Act failed on the House floor. Legislative critics during debate claimed people with disabilities could easily be taken advantage of under such an agreement. Written into the bill, however, are myriad safeguards. Supported decision-making agreements are signed by the adult with a disability and the supporter in the presence of two or more attesting witnesses or a notary public. Disability rights advocate Diana Verity lives in Little Rock.
I have a son, 17 years old, who has autism.
Whom she's raised with her husband, Steve.
I also work in the disability field, provide training and technical assistance around autism and other developmental disabilities to the general public and to providers of services. But, you know, for this the reason why I'm involved in this is because important to my kid.
Important because her son Bradley will turn 18, but unlike other emancipated American boys his age, he'll require legal guardian supervision to help manage his physical assets and personal affairs. Establishing a guardianship entails a legal proceeding conducted in a court of law, many times not involving the client. Often parents serve as guardians or an adult sibling. Family friends can also be appointed guardians. Lacking that, the court appoints a professional guardian. Guardians are subject to legal supervision to prevent any abuse or malfeasance and must file annual reports to verify the needs of their ward are being met. Laws that govern guardianships vary from state to state. Verity is an advocate for supported decision-making as a more appropriate alternative for her son.
What it would do is it would create a mechanism for individuals with autism and other disabilities to enter into voluntary agreements with people who they trust. It could be their parents, it could be other family members, or it could be close family friends called supporters who would support them in making important decisions.
Adults with disabilities seeking a supported decision maker participate in choosing their supporter. They may also file abuse or mistreatment complaints about their supporter to Adult Protective Services Unit of the Arkansas Department of Human Services.
It prevents them from being kind of steamrolled, pushed to make decisions that they don't want to make.
Conversely, their supporter can be called in, say, by a disability service provider.
Having a trusted supporter and having that agreement, definitely what it does is it signals to those service providers that they need to ask that person who has a disability, you know, would you like your supporter to be here to help with this decision?
In an email for this report, Representative Mayberry says she was saddened her bill failed to pass the legislature. She blames it on misunderstanding of how supported decision-making works, but she says she'll persist and plans to develop an Arkansas pilot program deployed in other states, which later enacted supported decision-making laws. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.